In the race to sell electric vehicles, Tesla is still king, but General Motors is trying to close the gap. GM sold more than 20,000 EVs last quarter, passing its longtime rival Ford. At the same time, prices for electric vehicles are dropping. Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent, is here. Hi, Ali.
Hello, Robin. Good to talk to you.
And you too. And tell me one thing as we start, because that last line, you know, prices are dropping for electric vehicles.
Yeah.
I feel I've been saying that for years, but what do we mean? Give a few examples.
Well, it means two things. One is prices are actually dropping, and two is there are just more prices. There are more cars available at different price points. So, you know, there are probably 20 electric vehicle models available for under $45,000. There are a lot under $30,000. In fact, one of the best sellers, the Chevy Bolt, which comes in a regular car for about $28,000 and a sort of an SUV kind of car for about $29,000. But there's a Nissan Leaf. There's a bunch of cars that are in that range. They're not as inexpensive as entry-level regular combustion engine cars, but you didn't used to be able to find these things for under $30,000.
Exactly, for under $100,000,
Yes, correct, yes.
Yeah, let's go to sales. As we said, GM passed Ford, but its EV sales last quarter were, what did we say, 20,000. Tesla had more than 400,000. So,
yes.
You know, what do these traditional automakers have to do to get ahead?
Well, so in the first quarter of the year, GM sold about 20,000. Ford sold about, roughly the same thing, a little higher than that, about 21,000. So they're moving up very fast, right? They're from zero. Tesla has never sold a combustion engine car in its existence. It only exists for electric vehicles. The U.S. automakers are investing more than $50 billion just in new factories. Last year, they made those commitments. And almost all of that money is going to build or retool plants to make both electric vehicles and batteries. So it's definitely going there. In fact, one category of car, the Ford Mustang, which they make in electric, it fell during the first quarter, but that's because it was retooling a factory in Mexico to be able to double its production to make 210,000 electric vehicles a year. So all the automakers see the writing on the wall, that this is only going in one direction and it's up.
Okay, well, what about what we hear is the next front, which is for all-electric pickup trucks. Ford says a plant in Michigan is on track to produce 150,000 of its F-150 Lightning pickups this year. Talk about that.
Well, so the F series of pickup trucks, the 150, 250, 350, they're the biggest selling vehicles of any kind in America by a long shot. And Ford some years ago decided to try and make them more efficient. They put more efficient engines in them and they made them lighter. They put aluminum into it. And a lot of people feared that the truck driver, particularly the macho truck driver, wasn't going to be interested in this. Everybody took to it. Everybody liked a pickup truck that gave you as much power for less gas and less weight. So there's a real sense that people will pick up on these electric vehicle pickup trucks. They're calling them Lightning pickup trucks. They're spending $11.4 billion over at Ford to build an assembly plant and a battery factory in Michigan. Mm-hmm. They're building two more factories in Kentucky. It's looking good for the F-Series.
Boy, I feel a corner turning here. We'll check back with you.
Yes, it feels like that.
Yeah, Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor, economics correspondent. Thanks as always.
My pleasure.